This webcast is made possible in part by support from the listener members of the Classical Network, WWFM and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support.
Hello, I'm Michael Stern, Artistic Director of Iris Orchestra, and this is Iris Wired.
And I'm David Ozenberg, and we welcome you to another broadcast in our bi-monthly series, Iris Wired, Concerts by Iris Orchestra. The orchestra began as a bold experiment in September 2000, still bold and still experimenting, as an acknowledged centerpiece of cultural life in the Mid-South. This astonishing success stems in part from the innovative structure envisioned by founding artistic director and principal conductor Michael Stern. Iris Orchestra boasts a stellar roster of talent from the leading orchestras, universities, and chamber groups in the country, all of whom share a passionate commitment to the highest standards of performance. These virtuosic musicians assembled under one roof as the resident orchestra of the Germantown Performing Arts Center in Germantown, Tennessee, have created an exhilarating laboratory for musical discovery. Over these many seasons, Iris Orchestra has earned an international reputation as a champion of new American music, including works commissioned and premiered by Iris, and consistently receives critical praise for its precise and nuanced interpretations of the classical canon. A clear confirmation of the caliber of Iris Orchestra is the stunning list of musical luminaries who make time on their schedule to join Iris as guest artists. These range from their first soloist on that first concert back in October 2000, cellist Yo-Yo Ma, to violinists Itzhak Perlman, Joshua Bell, Gil Shaham, Midori, soprano Dawn Upshaw, pianist Yefim Bromfman, Andre Watts, Garrick Olson, and Emmanuel Axe. The list of composers Iris has commissioned is equally distinguished, and Iris recordings have earned places on the 10 best lists of the New York Times, the Chicago Tribune, and the Baltimore Sun. Not surprisingly, musicians feel an extraordinary loyalty to Iris. More than 50 members of the orchestra have returned to Iris for more than 10 seasons, even as Iris members and alumni have assumed leadership positions in some of the world's foremost orchestras, including Boston, Cleveland, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and even the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam. Fundamental to the Iris philosophy is the idea that the orchestra's members do not simply alight several times a year and leave, but instead put down strong roots in the Germantown, Memphis community. Connection to community both on and off stage is at the core of the Iris mission. From the beginning, the orchestra has made a commitment to deepen and enrich musical education in the Mid-South. Iris musicians regularly go out into the community to perform for and mentor students at public and private elementary, middle, and high schools. The orchestra's renowned guest soloists give professional master classes, and for adults, there are evening lecture series that explore the week's program in depth. Here now is Maestro Michael Stern to tell you about the first work on tonight's program.
Winter is still trying to assert herself this week, but despite the latest threatening bomb cyclone storm in some parts of the country, our days are getting longer and warmer. We're a few weeks into spring, and we've earned the respite, so it's time to stretch and tilt our faces up to the sun. In the spirit of renewal and light, I've proposed a playlist for us today, one full of great melodies, some achingly dramatic tension to keep things interesting, but also great flashes of brilliance and a ebullient celebration of spring to finish things off. In all of this music, the smiling mood of spring finds perfect expression in so many astonishing works of music. And here's a favorite, the tantalizing musical torso known as Schubert's Unfinished Symphony. There is great drama in this music, no doubt, but just the opening 2 minutes of this piece always fill me with an unassailable sense of joy. The cello melody that rings out is one of our most recognized and best-loved melodies, and is also, in my experience, one of life's miracles. Schubert gives us plenty of thunder and lightning to keep us on our toes, but ultimately, these two sublime movements, a fragment of the symphony that Schubert never completed, leaves us completely whole. Let's listen now to the symphony known to all of us as The Unfinished by Franz Schubert, performed by Iris Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
To begin this episode of Iris Wired, we've heard one of the best known symphonies in the repertoire, even if it is only, as Maestro Stern said, a torso of what it would have been, the two movements that make up Franz Schubert's unfinished symphony in B minor. We're going to move now to a violin concerto from the 20th century that resonates back to the music of the great romantics. Once again, Maestro Stern.
Youth is the time of spring in each year, full of hope. That same sense of anticipation and expectation defines the promise in all young people, none more so than in the case of musical prodigies. The early achievements of preternaturally gifted young musicians have always held our fascination. Most of us would probably agree that the textbook example of a musical child prodigy was Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. So when, in 1897, the eminent music critic for the Vienna Neue Freie Presse, the most important German language paper of its day, gave his newborn second son the middle name Wolfgang, it was with very lofty expectations. Incredibly, the boy turned out to be even more gifted than anyone could have predicted. By the time he was 11 years old, Erich Wolfgang Korngold's works earned him astonished praise from the likes of Gustav Mahler, Giacomo Puccini, and Richard Strauss. In the political upheaval of the 1930s, Korngold sought to escape the abyss of the approaching turmoil, and he seized the opportunity to flee to Hollywood with his wife, his parents, and his brother. His first ballet had been staged in Vienna when he was only 11. His first opera had been produced by the Vienna State Opera before he turned 20. Now, he launched a new chapter in his career as one of the most successful film composers in Hollywood, and his continued successes here were recognized with two Academy Awards in 1936 and in 1938. At the outbreak of World War II, Korngold decided to cease work on any music for the concert hall, composing instead only for film. But as soon as Germany surrendered in the summer of 1945, he returned to concert music with enthusiasm, and his first project was a violin concerto that his friend, the great soloist Bronislav Hubermann, had begged him to write. As it happened, the premiere was performed not by Hubermann, but in Los Angeles by none other than Jascha Heifetz. And it's a dazzling and deliciously lyrical work, one that audiences always relish, even if they are unfamiliar with it, because Korngold's language throughout is a mixture of high romanticism and sweeping cinematic scale. In a recent performance, Iris Orchestra and I were joined by a musician who is very special to us, Elena Uriosti, a prodigiously talented young violinist who was a regular member of Iris Orchestra some years ago. Now, throughout the United States and Europe, with major orchestras in recital and on recordings, and with too many accolades and achievements to mention, she is on a trajectory for many more to come, in a wonderful career full of prodigious promise. Hear now her performance of Korngold's violin concerto with Iris Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Violin Concerto of Erich Korngold, performed by Iris Orchestra, led by their artistic director, Maestro Michael Stern, the soloist, Elena Uriosti, on this Iris Wired, a program of works put together by Maestro Stern in honor of springtime and beauty. We'll be back in a moment with two works by two of the composers that are poster figures for the romantic, with a capital R, movement in music, music of Mendelssohn and Schumann. You're listening to Iris Wired, performances of the Iris Orchestra recorded live at their home in Germantown, Tennessee, as led by their artistic director, Maestro Michael Stern. Iris Wired is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org.